Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. The Winter Fire Festival wrapped up across the weekend. And if you didn't get out, well, all I can say is you missed out because it was amazing. And joining us online from Orange 360, Caddy Marshall, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Neil. And look, thank you to everybody that came out, particularly all of the performers, but all of the families and punters that came out. I know Saturday night I was standing around the fire pit with the lovely crew from Orange City Council who just did a stellar job all weekends. And it was a bit of a mud bath, and there was hail at one stage. But once you got in that Cavador tent, it was so much fun. And those kids with their lanterns and the little lantern parade, and we did a bit of, you know, fire sculpture. You've got to remember, this is the first one of these type of events, and it's really important that we continue to come out and support these festivals. So I just want to say a huge thank you to all of the businesses and community groups across the district that participated, held events, and for everybody that went out and supported. I know you all have had a great time because that's what we do.
Yeah, indeed. It really was. I mean, the quality of the performers, the events that were run, the food and wine options, the events that were put on in restaurants and held around towns and right around the region was just really well done. So congratulations to the team at Orange 360 for coordinating this. But now all attention turns to the wine festival.
Oh, look, and it is. It's really diverse, and that's what we really want to celebrate, is the diversity of our wines and our varieties because of the altitude that we grow our wines in and the different altitudes. And so there's a great new event. Actually, you'll be surprised to hear this, Neil, called Altitude. Who would have thought?
Tell me about Altitude, the event.
Well, it's going to be on the last Saturday of the wine festival. And it is a walk. It's paying a little bit of a tribute to, you know, the food week that created forage all those years ago. Well, it's not a forage, but it is where you get to go for a little bit of a walk down the hill and around Lake Kenobolas. There'll be food and wine stations, and it will just be getting out there and really soaking up the beauty of where we live and taking advantage of that whilst drinking really good wine and eating some of our region's best local produce prepared for us by our wonderful local chefs and caterers.
They are absolutely amazing. Now, the Orange Wine Festival Night Market, that's happening as well?
Yeah, of course, every festival. And this one is actually creeping a little bit into September. So that's Friday the 30th of September. Once again, these are ticketed events just to make sure that we can manage the crowds and also help the stalls that will be there. Now, this is also going to be a little bit different this year as well because we're maturing and we're learning and we're listening to what the customers are saying. So this year what we're doing is the wineries are pairing up with their favourite restaurant, or if they have a restaurant on site, they'll be bringing their chefs with them. Right. So it means that you don't need to queue for wine in one station and food for another. You're actually able to get both in the one location. And once again, cleverly paired, but also just in little tasting sizes to encourage you to, you know, to go around the other stalls as well.
Yeah, fantastic. That sounds like a great plan as well. It is coming up. It all kicks off on the 30th of September. It is the Orange Wine Festival, and the program is out now. You can find out more at orange360.com.au. I'm with Caddy Dionisi this morning. Nice to chat.
Always a pleasure.